you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site we give away. So do enjoy those on us. That, again, is FreeTalkLive.com. You know, I said last night, Mark, that we were going to talk about Scientology. And we never got around to it. So I still want to do that.
Great.
That's how we're going to start things out tonight. But again, you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. So going to Slate.com, I make a very interesting, they make a very persuasive and interesting point about Scientology here. Mark Oppenheimer reporting that Scientology, the controversial religion whose adherents include John Travolta, Tom Cruise, and Jenna Elfman, can't seem to stay out of the news. Sometimes the church would rather not have the publicity, as when Germany recently, which considers Scientology a cult, recently refused to let Tom Cruise shoot scenes for his new movie in government buildings. Other times, Scientologists court the attention, as when the same Mr. Cruise brought his Scientology-influenced anti-psychiatry crusade to the Today Show in 2005. Some Americans might consider Scientology perhaps a cult, maybe a violent sect, and certainly very weird.
Violent?
I've seen some video footage where certain Scientologists were sort of pushing around a guy on the street with a video camera, and they weren't exactly the kindest of folk. But I don't know what he's referencing when he says violence.
I've heard they put a hit out on people before.
Really?
Yeah. Werner Erhard, the founder of Landmark Education, Est.
Uh-huh.
They claimed that he had stolen some of their
technology. One crackpot attacking another crackpot, basically.
And one's a religious crackpot. The other's a sort of, psychological crackpot.
So some Americans might consider, again, Scientology a cult. He says, I find the Church of Scientology odd, like many, to say the least. But Scientology is no more bizarre than other religions. And it's the similarities between Scientology and, say, Christianity and Judaism that make us so uncomfortable. We need to hate Scientology, lest we hate ourselves. That's what I find interesting about this story, is that he's going to draw some parallels between Scientology and other religions that maybe those who are in the other religions would not like to hear being drawn, because they are a little bit similar. He says, when it comes to Scientology, there's a hunger for the negative. I suspect that's because Scientology evinces an acute case of what Freud called the narcissism of small differences. That is, that we're made most uncomfortable by that which is most like us. And, of course, he's referring to religious people here, so being an atheist, the us and the we thing doesn't really apply to me. And everything, he says, of which Scientology is accused is an exaggerated form of what more normal religions do.
I don't think that people that believe in God are going to be able to be lumped in here to whatever he's going to be spouting off.
We shall see.
I doubt very seriously you're going to be able to pull that off.
Christianity
has the respectability of having been around a long time. I will admit.
And he addresses that point. Okay, here we go. Does Scientology charge money for services? Yes. But the average Mormon, tithing 10% annually, pays more money to his church than all but the most committed Scientologists pay to theirs.
Many religions tithe. Many denominations of Christianity tithe.
Jews buying tickets to high holiday services can easily part with thousands of dollars per year per family. Is Scientology authoritarian and cult-like? Yes, but mainly at the higher levels, which is true of many religions. There may be pressure for members of Scientology's elite C organization not to drop out, but pressure is also placed on Catholics who might want to leave some of their cloistered orders. Does Scientology embrace pseudoscience? Absolutely. But it's engrams and it's e-meter, which is the silly little machine that you're supposed to hold on to that reads the number of, what are they, Ephesians, I think they're called, or thetans in your body. It's total BS, of course. Are no worse than what's propagated by your average intelligent design enthusiast. In fact, its very silliness makes it less pernicious. And what about the Xenu creation myth anti-Scientologists are so fond of? Scientologists have promised me that it's simply not part of their theology. Some say they learned about Xenu from South Park. Now remember, in South Park, they point out that the Xenu thing, which, in case you don't know, is the concept that there's this alien creature out there that created, I don't know, he dumped all of the souls into a volcano. He addresses it shortly here, but basically the idea is that there's this powerful alien. Instead of a god creature, this is an alien who is godlike.
Right. What's the difference between something that's spiritually, magically beyond our understanding and something that's alien, technology that's beyond our understanding?
What South Park pointed out and what other people have suggested who have risen through the ranks in Scientology and who have escaped Scientology, they have claimed that you don't hear anything about the Xenu thing up front. When you join Scientology, it's all about, whatever the heck it is that it's about. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Some gobbledygook, New Age stuff. And then later on, as you advance in the levels in Scientology, because you have to pay to actually advance in the levels,
right?
Then you learn later, after you've been heavily indoctrinated, then they break the Xenu news on you. So Scientology is claiming that South Park was lying, but the people that have been high in the Scientology organization are claiming that South Park was telling the truth.
Yeah, I don't doubt for a second that that's so. I mean, if they've done that research, then it must be correct.
Several ex-Scientologists have sworn the opposite. Given his frequent conflation of science fiction, theology, and incoherent musings, I think that L. Ron Hubbard may have taught that eons ago, the galactic warlord Xenu dumped 13.5 trillion beings in volcanoes on Earth, blowing them up, and scattering their souls. But I'm not sure that it's an important part of Scientology's teachings. And if Xenu is part of the Church's theology, it's certainly no stranger than what's in Genesis. It's just newer, and so it seems weirder. Religions appear strange in inverse proportion to their age. Judaism and Catholicism seem normal.
Or just because we've heard the stories so often.
Right. Or at least they don't seem deviant.
Don't let me get on doing my Noah math for you and how completely implausible it is that the world was covered in water. That it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and how much water had to fall in those 40 days and 40 nights in order to cover Mount Ararat.
And then where did it all go?
Yeah, and then where did it go after that?
Mormonism, now less than 200 years old, can seem a bit incredible. And Scientology, founded 50 years ago, sounds truly bizarre. To hear from a burning bush, 3,000 years ago is not as strange as meeting the angel Morani 2 centuries ago, which is far less strange than having a hack sci-fi writer as your prophet. It's not to say that
Does the angel Morani have to do with the Mormons?
Must be, yes. That's not to say that all religions are equal or equally deserving of respect. I'm no more of a Scientologist than I am a Swedenborgian or a member of the Nation of Islam. And I do have 2 criticisms of Scientology that one rarely hears from Xenu-obsessed detractors. First, while the introductory Scientology costs aren't outlandish, for example, a member might pay about $200 for a dozen sessions of auditing to start out, the fees increase as adherents gain new knowledge through the advanced coursework, going up the bridge to total freedom in Scientology speak, and it does make the religion seem resemble a pyramid or matrix scheme. More than one Scientologist explained to me that they don't have the financial resources of the Catholic Church that comes from thousands of years of donations. They have to charge. Well, that's not the entire truth. The secrecy surrounding Scientology's higher levels of knowledge has no apparent analog in the Abrahamic faiths, and the steep financial outlay to get to higher knowledge also seems unique. Catholicism doesn't charge people to become learned, nor does Judaism. In fact, the greatest scholars in those faiths are often revered paupers, penniless rabbis, and voluntarily poor priests, monks, and nuns. Poverty isn't Scientology's style, to say the least. That leads me to my second criticism. Bad aesthetics. I have never been less religiously moved by ostensibly religious spaces than when I've been in Scientology buildings. Whether the Celebrity Center in Los Angeles, the New York Church off Times Square, or the local branch down the street from my house, Scientology buildings are filled with garish colors, flat-screen TVs showing silly, dull videos, and glossy pamphlets recycling the legend of the overrated L. Ron Hubbard, whom Scientologists revere as a scientist, writer, and seer of the first rank. You know, have you ever talked to anybody who's ever gone in for one of the Scientology initial video presentations?
I have, but I wasn't imparted any information, really.
It really, somebody went in and told me all about it, and they got the distinct impression that there were some serious brainwashing techniques going on in the videos that you watch.
Subliminal messages?
I don't know about subliminal messages, but just droning and monotone sort of talking, and we'll come back with more. If you've experienced Scientology, call in.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them away, so do enjoy those on us. And those features include updates. Get signed up for the updates list. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You can get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That, again, is updates.freetalklive.com. Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself at KeepYourAssets.net? They're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. We're talking about Scientology. And if you've actually had some personal experience with this religion, would like to hear from you. Because all I know is, you know, what I've heard from people. And I've heard that it's kind of a spooky, sort of new agey religion where they use brainwashing techniques in their videos in order to sort of mind warp you into continuing the process and signing up and spending thousands of dollars on pseudo-scientific processes.
Entirely fair. Mind warping is not a fair statement. That people make their choices. People join all kinds of religions. Scientology happens to be one of them.
The gentleman from Slate.com has a few more thoughts here. He's pointing out that Scientology actually has a lot in common with other religions of the world, the one major difference between it and the other religions being that it's newer. That's all. It hasn't been around for hundreds of years. And so therefore, because we don't have the same perspective on Scientology, it seems a little bit crazier than the other religions. But in reality, they're all pretty much equally crazy. Anyway, he goes on to say that in his opinion, Hubbard's books are bad, the movies they inspire are bad, and the derivative futuro techno look that Scientology loves is an affront to good taste on every level. It's a religion that screams nouveau Star Trek riche. For those of us who seek mystery, wonder, and
funny, if nothing else,
and beauty in our religion, Scientology is a non-starter. But good taste, as art critic Dave Hickey says, is just the residue of someone else's privilege. Catholicism has its Gothic cathedrals, Judaism its timeless Torah scrolls. Scientology's brand new, but it has played an impressive game of catch-up. In its drive to be a major world religion, it will inevitably go through a period when its absurdities and missteps are glaringly apparent. But someday, it will be old and prosaic, and there may still be Scientologists. And when some of those Scientologists embezzle, lie, and steal, as they surely will, they'll seem no worse than Christians, Jews, or Muslims who've done the same. So, do you have experience with this religion? Want to hear from you? Let's go to the phones to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, in Scientology, the more you pay, the more you can learn, and, the further you progress within religion.
That's
so,
correct.
In that sense, I really think that it's just the most expensive novel ever written. You know, it's kind of like Harry Potter in that respect. But
you could say the same thing about universities, right?
I suppose.
You have to pay in order to learn to go there.
It's not proposing to be a faith. I think it's something completely different.
Right.
But you guys might know that Tom Cruise is actually level 7, I believe.
Well, how many levels are there, do you know?
I think there's 8, but then they're adding more on so they can get more money or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well,
yeah,
if you've got people at level 8, they've shown themselves to be willing to invest money, so go ahead and let them go on up.
Well, you guys aren't talking terribly kindly about it, and at level 7, apparently you gain the ability of telekinesis. So if things start to levitate around the studio, run.
Sweet, that's awesome. So now is he made to not use his telekinetic powers in public? Is he told to not do that?
I think that he's kind of like Superman, where he does use it, but only in disguise, and he has to run into like a Scientology museum or whatever they have, and transform and
change clothes.
Super
dumb. That's very news to me, Eric. Any other thoughts?
No, that's it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259.
It'd be great if they could deliver on that telekinesis thing.
9231.
You know, it makes you wonder, when you go in, to the classes, to the pitch, the sales pitch for level 7, you invest $50,000 with us, and you'll have telekinesis. You know, when they say that, could you bring a level 7 person out here that can do telekinesis and show us some telekinesis? I mean, you would think that that would be the obvious thing. I was just recently at a landmark education.
You were?
One of these introductions.
You're sneaking out, haven't you?
What are you talking about?
Go ahead.
And this one's called for their wisdom course. Their wisdom course is something entirely separate from landmark education. It's a secondary. It's a binary landmark education thing. But the wisdom course just costs a heck of a lot more than everything else. I think this was a $3,500 course. And
goodness,
my wife's mother purchased
Poor
it for
sex.
Her. They enjoy it. It's a good thing. And
sure,
I've enjoyed
sure. If I was taking people's money like that, I'd make sure they enjoyed it, too.
Well, it better be enjoyable.
Right.
And I don't think that they're taking anybody's money. They're being
voluntarily handing it over.
Anyway, So they claim that I would get the level of growth similar to the level of growth when I was two or three, moving on to being three or four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sort of childlike growth where you go from the ability to just sort of stagger, walk as little toddlers can to running and skipping and that kind of thing. And, you know, they claim that I'd get that level of growth in my life, my business, my
Sweet.
Personal life, that kind of thing. It sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, the woman asked me, would you be interested if, and I said, if you can deliver on that promise, I'd absolutely be interested in giving you $3,500 to do that. And she's recently called me back, and I haven't had a chance to discuss it with her because, you know, she called me and I wasn't there to answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But really what my statement's going to be is, well, I'm still waiting for that level of growth of my wife, who's now taking the course. And when I see it, then I'll sign up.
Great. Let me know how that goes out,
mm-hmm.
Goes for you, Mark. I'm curious about that.
Not that Landmark Education's a cult. I mean, we happen to be talking about
it. Yeah, so we spent 3 hours on that one night.
Right.
800-259-9231. Again, if you want to comment on the Scientology thing. But going back to what you're saying about the telekinesis point, now, not only would it be pretty persuasive to a level six to show them the telekinesis thing as, hey, you know, level up here,
yeah.
We need some cash.
Sounds good. I mean, already a level six should have learned something at that point. I mean, they probably can, I don't know, propel themselves down the street by their flatulence or something really cool.
I'm level actually pretty close on that one.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm...
Sounds like you broke the sound barrier a couple of times.
Wouldn't it make sense? I mean, if this is something they can do, and we all know they can't, but if it was true that they actually had people within their ranks that could move an object with just the power of their mind, and they could do it in a scientifically provable way, you know, not with somebody under the desk with a magnet moving another magnet on top of the desk, that
right.
sort of thing. But if you could actually do it for real, wouldn't it just make them the best religion ever if they came
know.
Out in public and had a public demonstration of the level seven? Here's what you can accomplish. Christianity, you got nothing on Scientology. Look what we can do. Here are our level sevens. Watch as they move all these objects with their mind.
That would be, it would be pretty cool, but I've seen yogis claim to be able to levitate. I've seen them do their levitation
yogis,
trick.
Those are the people that lead yoga classes?
I don't know exactly what the religion is that's involved there,
okay.
But it's Hinduish, somewhere over there. I'm not an expert on those.
Okay.
Things. But really what the levitation involved was jumping with your legs crossed, being an Indian-style position, seated position, and using your legs to sort of jump yourself up in the air, which, mind you, is a difficult physical task.
Yeah.
But it's not what I'm thinking of when I think of the word levitation.
I wonder what they mean when they say telekinesis.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Why don't you come out and set up a nice public event to have some news cameras there and prove it to the world? You will have unlimited amounts of people signing up for your religion if you could do that. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-507-5750. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-507-5750. 1-800-507-5750. That's 1-800-507-5750.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free on our website, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. Get on the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. It's Robert in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert, hello.
Hello, how you guys doing today?
Great. Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, you're talking about Scientology, and a couple months back I was searching the web, and there was a few YouTube things out there where his son was reporting in court about what was going on within Scientology and how things worked on his point of view and from his father's point of view.
Are you talking about the son of L. Ron Hubbard?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there was also reports of, I think it was in Florida, I'm not exactly sure the state, where a couple of deaths occurred from their indoctrination process, which is sleep deprivation and starvation.
What? I don't know anything about this. This is how you start in the religion?
Well, I think this is how it used to start. But definitely, like most cults, or what they call cults, or actually cults are just, if you look in sociology, cults are just a spin-off of a bigger group.
Mm-hmm.
But we put it in a more sinister sense.
Cults are religions, but they just don't have enough members to be considered a religion, basically.
Right, right. But in this case is that a lot of them use sleep deprivation, food deprivation, and just then they also take you away from your family members or your support system, which is sort of like what domestic violent partners do to their significant others.
Right, and the purpose of the sleep deprivation is to make them more susceptible to their suggestion, to the brainwashing, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So that'd be interesting for your listeners to look and just type in Scientology on YouTube, and I'm sure they'll come up with whatever path that they would like to hide.
Interesting. Thank Thank you for the clue, Robert. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. On the way, you got an excellent email from one of our vegetarian listeners, pretty much tearing us a new one over how we were handling that issue the other
night. I think it's you, not me.
Okay. We'll get to... He wrote it to both of us, Mark.
Yeah, that doesn't make it that right.
And
that
he
I
would
was...
specify if it was me, I'm pretty sure. Let's go to the phone, though, and talk to Jared in Tennessee. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live. Jared, Tennessee. Jared going on.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, I think Scientology is just an extremely aggressive religion.
Aggressive?
Aggressive.
Based on what?
Just everything it does. Just in its... solicitation for funds and for membership, et cetera, et cetera.
So the other religions don't have to be quite as aggressive for funds because they've been around. They've got a a base of money already.
Well, you know, my grandfather used to be a huge Scientologist.
Really?
Okay.
And he was all into L. Ron Hubbard. You know, L. Ron Hubbard is a science fiction author and all that stuff. I read a few of his books and they totally sucked, but my grandfather was also a science fiction writer.
Okay.
So he was really huge into L. Ron Hubbard, but even he realized how aggressive they were as far as trying to solicit money from him. So, you know.
Well, what was it that, did he pass away before he could leave the religion, or did he leave the religion?
No, he's still around. He's just not, he's just not into it anymore.
So he's not into it, and they didn't send stormtroopers to his house to
I think punishment. you know he was always trying to get his family members and stuff into it, and you know, from the experience of his family members, you know, as far as the Scientologists trying to charge thousands of dollars for their material,
right?
And it's just they've just finally come to the conclusion that they were, it's kind of a scam.
It was costing a lot of money.
Whether it's Scientology or whether it's another sort of cult-like group, they love to try to get you to convert your family members and...
Well, they don't have a monopoly on that.
By no means.
Even Christianity does the same thing.
Right, but all I was saying is, and I wasn't suggesting they had a monopoly, it's just that these types of groups, they love to do that, and usually what you end up doing if you follow their suggestions is you alienate your family and your friends.
Absolutely.
It just makes them angry.
Yeah, but, Christianity does the same thing, though. I mean, they've got the faith healers and all that stuff.
Well, so does Amway. I mean, Amway does the same thing. They'll tell you that, if your friends aren't interested and your family's not interested, you shouldn't talk to them anymore. You should only talk to people that are into Amway, or you should only talk to people that are into Scientology, that sort of thing. You sort of envelop yourself in the cult, and you don't associate with those that have a differing belief system than you. That's sort of some of the mentality that's presented in many of these cults. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Jared. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
I called you some weeks back, and I spoke to you guys at that time about a bill which is pending in the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, H.R. 2640, which was an attempt to expand the names that they could be placed into a database, the NICS database, which is a system you run through before you purchase a firearms, and they wanted to expand or elasticize the definition of what an adjudicated mental defective is. You may recall that is some weeks ago.
Vaguely.
Well, that bill was morphed for the third time today in the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee and merged with other bills that weren't even really related to that issue.
They do it all the time.
Right, and it was done to create camouflage.
Sure.
And in order to get that bill out of that committee, with little, obstruction or debate or resistance. And the bill, when it comes out of that committee, even though it has to be voted on in the full Senate, and then it goes to the House, which has a similar bill floating, it is considered something of a watertight fait accompli for the passage of this legislation.
Mm. Now, what again, can you recap for our listeners what again this was going to do?
Oh, this bill is actually, they actually made it worse. They actually ratcheted it up to make it bad to worse. They now want to expand the definition of what adjudicated mental defective means. And under the new definition that will come out of this Senate committee's, Judiciary Committee's legislation. It's so fresh, it happened 3:15 this afternoon Eastern Time, that if a college or the administration of a college feels that you need to have psychological therapy, that will be considered adjudicated mental defective, and you will substantively lose your civil rights.
And that you qualifies that person, that college, you know, whoever the college decides that, that you need mental counseling,
right,
or what qualifies them?
I'm sorry?
What qualifies them?
That's a very, very good question, my friend. But this is the way the legislation was drawn. That, I believe, is the crux of one of the concerns I have. I don't believe at last look that administrations within colleges, college professors, or the dean of mathematics is properly situated in any legal, or for that matter, any ethical way to determine who is a mental defective.
Mm-hmm. Well, one could claim that colleges are an arm of the state. They are state-funded. You could also claim that they have residents, psychologists and counselors and that sort of thing on the campus who are capable of making such a determination. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that's something they could maybe, this
well,
is, might be how they're
I'll,
thinking
I'll respond
about
to
it.
That. I'll respond to that in this way. One could claim that in just about any other aspect of life. However, you have to be vested with you have to be vested with judicial authority. That's the way it has been for the most part for the last two centuries or so.
But they're changing that.
In order to make the determination where the person loses their civil rights.
Right, and so you're saying they're changing that, so any, you know, somebody, some administrator at a college can make these decisions, and the whole purpose of this bill is to capitalize off of the, as far as for government power is concerned, they're capitalizing off of the Virginia Tech shooting, correct?
That's correct. Totally capitalizing on the Virginia Tech shooting.
And making it so that if they deem you this sort of mental defect, that you can no longer go and purchase firearms for yourself.
That's correct. Without any due process hearing, appearance before a proper judge in a court of law.
Yep, that sounds about right, and totally believable, and thank you for keeping us updated on that. You know, look out for this. Look out for more gun regulations as well. I'm sure they're coming down the pipe. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up in the United Kingdom, they're taking another big step toward a total police state.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Government is best which governs least. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at libertystickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. We do ask you to voluntarily support the show by going and shopping at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Great quality merchandise, and we are offering it up to you at what I consider pretty reasonable prices, considering the high quality of the products. We finally removed the awful multi-gadget from the Free Talk Live store. So
you were so proud of it originally.
I can once again... Well, we hadn't actually tested it yet. And
it's
we discovered
shame.
That we got ripped off. And we're hopefully, luckily, I think we're going to just barely break even on the multi-gadgets. Which is good, because we're, you know, the store is relatively new, and so losing thousands of dollars would not have been a very good thing. Anyway, there's going to be a special little, I guess, feature coming out hopefully soon. I don't know if I should even be announcing this. Johnson gets mad at me when I announce certain things about the store that I haven't been approved to announce. But we're going to have a video, if all goes as planned, of one of the multi-gadgets being smashed to bits.
Oh, God.
And we're going to post that on the website. So just to prove that how serious we are about high-quality merchandise. You know, this is what we do with merchandise that we discover we got scammed on. We're going to smash it to pieces with a sledgehammer. Or Johnson is. And we're going to post it online. So take a look at all of our excellent quality merchandise that we're very, very proud to offer to you at store.freetalklive.com and place your order.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right, still to come, we got to talk vegetarianism, but that's a little extended, so I'm going to hold that off for hour number two. In the meantime, let's discuss the newest development in the United States in regards to the ban on smoking that inevitably seems like it's going to come down the pipe. I mean, that's where this is all going, right? All of these... I mean, I'm talking about a total ban on cigarettes.
Yep.
We're getting close. Day by day, every state is coming down, you know, with new regulations, more restrictions. You can't smoke in public places. You can't smoke in your own apartment buildings now in some places. I mean, it's just getting more and more oppressive. I feel so bad for cigarette smokers. I mean, they really are like
pariahs.
The new, persecuted class in America. And
lepers.
I thought I had taken note here. There was an article, and this is a different story, but this is just as good. There's actually somebody who's proposing banning clove cigarettes. That's an alternate story. I'll see if I can dig that one up here. But here's another one for you. Washington, according to the AP, a Senate committee Wednesday embraced legislation that would, for the first time,
allow for federal regulation of cigarettes. I thought they were already federally regulated.
I thought they were state. They each have state stamps on them. So
right, but I thought that warning was a federal thing. That Surgeon General's warning. That's a federal thing. So I guess slapping a warning on the product is different from regulating it.
Apparently, the FDA is going to get involved now.
Well, the bill is approved 13-8 by the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. It would give the Food and Drug Administration authority to restrict tobacco advertising. As though it isn't restricted enough
right,
already.
Right, isn't it thoroughly restricted enough? They can't advertise on television.
Can you even do billboards anymore? I don't think you can. It'll also regulate warning labels and...
Which, by the way, it just goes to show, what's the most motivating form of advertising, if the only form of advertising that cigarettes were banned from doing at one
is
point...
Is radio?
Is radio and television?
Television, yeah. Regulate warning labels, they say, and the FDA will also allegedly remove hazardous ingredients. Oh, well, thank goodness. Now the FDA is going to make cigarettes safe, according to the federal government. The agency also will be given the authority to set standards for products that tobacco companies advertise as reduced-risk products. Matt Myers, president for the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says this is an enormous step forward. This could end up being the signature public health action this Congress takes. The bill has broad bipartisan support, where more than 50 senators have signed on as co-sponsors. Senator Edward Kennedy said the bipartisan legislation will save millions of lives and save others from a lifetime of addiction and certain death. The tobacco legislation was crafted through several years of negotiations led by Kennedy and... Isn't this amazing, Mark? These bureaucrats are going to be able to save lives with their new regulations. This is what we've been waiting for.
Thank God.
Senator Mike DeWine from Ohio with input...
Save lives and annoy the crap out of us in the process.
Health groups and tobacco giant Philip Morris, which broke from its competitors to endorse the FDA regulation. Philip Morris is behind this, Mark. It must be a good idea. The bill would allow the FDA to reduce the amount of nicotine in cigarettes, but only Congress could permanently ban them. So the FDA can't make the decision to ban cigarettes... But Congress can.
Just make them so that you don't want to smoke them anymore.
The committee adopted an amendment by one senator that would ban... Oh, here it is. That would ban clove cigarettes in the United States, reversing a controversial decision by Kennedy to allow the FDA to decide. Kennedy, the panel's chairman, said he was responding to several senators who contacted him with concerns that a ban on cloves would not be compliant with the World Trade Organization rules. So their concern was not that... Well, there are people who want the freedom to smoke cloves in this country. Their concern was, well, the WTO, their rules may not allow us to ban these clove cigarettes. But they got over it. Kennedy then agreed to the ban after several senators objected. Most cloves are marketed in Asia. Philip Morris International recently launched a Marlboro cigarette flavored with cloves in Indonesia. Kennedy said the meeting that Philip Morris had nothing to do with our decision and supported the clove ban as long as it's WTO compliant. Philip Morris's competitors are strongly opposed to the overall bill, saying it would lock in Philip Morris's dominant market share. The panel rejected several amendments. After the hearing, Burr said he wouldn't rule out trying to hold up the bill on the Senate floor, blah, blah, blah. You know, it goes on. But I found this really interesting because not only is the federal government now going to be in control of regulating cigarettes, which is awful news, the more they are in control of, the worse off our freedoms are, but in addition, they're already sort of signaling their intentions, aren't they? They're going to ban clove cigarettes in America, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear. They're going to get rid of cigarettes entirely. They're bad for you. We all have to pay for health care in the form of insurance or Medicare and Medicaid and all that other crap. So if you smoke, it affects my wallet.
Cigarette smokers aren't exactly a very large oppositional force.
No, they're only about 20% of the population, and they're a very cowed percentage.
Right.
They usually feel bad about their addiction. They try to...
They've been shunned. They've been embarrassed.
Right. They try to... not blow their smoke in people's faces or anything like that. And in the process, it's only emboldened the opposition, which, is going to make you healthy whether you like it or not. And after they take away your cigarettes, they're going to take away your cheeseburgers, your Snickers bars, your ice cream, whatever it is you like, the fun police will be out after you.
So here's what they're doing. They they already know that the cigarette smokers aren't really effective opposition. Now, they're 20% of America, which means that if they did organize, they could really be something, I mean, serious.
Mm-hmm.
They could really be a serious lobbying group, seriously opposed to these smoking bans. But in state after state, where more and more draconian smoking legislation, anti-smoking legislation, has just sailed through, it's becoming very obvious that the cigarette smokers are not willing to stand up for their freedoms.
Right.
Now, they have activists like the Free State Project members that are willing to stand up, non-smoking activists that are willing to stand up for the freedom of smokers, but it's just not going to be enough, especially at the federal level. And so here's what they're doing. They're testing the waters with this clove cigarette ban. They're going to ban clove cigarettes because they know that there are even less people in America that smoke cloves. So it's not going to, I mean, there's almost zero chance there's going to be opposition on this one.
I would think so.
And so they're going to run this clove cigarette ban right on through. There's going to be no opposition. And they're going to say, they're going to pat themselves on the back for helping Americans get healthier.
And cloves don't even have the research behind them to say that they cause any kind of lung cancer. I mean, you know, does it irritate your lung tissue? Obviously. Mm-hmm. Inhaling smoke is bad for lung tissue, smoke of any sort. But, it doesn't have the same sort of carcinogens that cigarette smoke does.
So they're going to ban clove cigarettes. They're going to get away with banning clove cigarettes.
Yeah, for whatever reason they decide to ban clove cigarettes, it's not going to be based on science or anything like that. They're just going to do it.
And then they're going to start tinkering around with the chemicals and the ingredients of existing cigarettes.
Right.
And who knows what that's going to mean. Maybe they're going to cut the nicotine levels down, which of course means that you're going to pay $3 a pack or $7 a pack in New York City. You're going to pay $3 a pack for a pack of cigarettes. It's only going to have half the nicotine,
right.
Meaning you're going to have to buy two packs in order to get as much nicotine as you had previously been getting.
Just ask people that have to smoke light cigarettes, you know, for whatever reason they've had, every smoker's experienced this, that they've had to buy some brand that isn't their brand. If they have to buy Marlboro Lights instead of Marlboros, they just smoke more.
So this is going to be the very beginning of the end as far as cigarettes are concerned in this country, because it's now going to be controlled at a federal level, and the regulations are just going to tighten and tighten and tighten until they finally go all the way and ban them completely. That's scary stuff. 800-259-9231, but it is good news for the mafia, who stands to make billions. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned?